fifth parak of Beitza, Mishnah Zion, last Mishnah, another halacha of a person's belongings that are out of his tchum. Ziman Etzla Ochim. The person invited guests from another city, and they're going to come to him with, they made an Erev Tchumim. They should not bring home leftovers from that Suda to their house. Why? Because they have an Erev Tchumim, but the one who invited them did not make Erev Tchumim, and Mela, his food cannot go out of his Tchum. Unless he said, your portion is already belongs to you, I'm machna you, your portion from before Shabbos, then since it belongs to them before Shabbos, the Tchum of their food that they will eat is goes by their Tchum, and the leftovers that can be taken home. The last halacha in the Mishnah is the halacha of relating to muksa. In mashkim v'sheichatem es hamitboreyos, you're not allowed to give to drink or shecht animals that dwell in the midbar, because since they are in the midbar, they're in the desert or in the forest or out of town, a person's das is not to use them unless he intentionally captures them or brings them in. And therefore, since he had no intent to use them, they're muksa, and also one should not give them to drink. But avamashkim, the sheiflem is baisos. The ones that are domesticated, or the ones that are shaykh to the house, are ones that are set aside for eating purposes, and therefore he's allowed to feed them and also shaykh them on yomtiv. Elam baisos halonos be'ir. Baisos doesn't have to be ones that actually live in your house, as long as they go to sleep in the city itself, that's close enough to your usage to be assumed that you're planning to use it possibly. The pastures that are outside of the tchum of the city, if the animals dwell over there in that area out of the tchum of the city, they're not considered ones that are set aside for your use, and even if somehow they do come in, you're not allowed to shech them on Yom Tov.